Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about impromptu topic that honestly, it was not on my to-do list and I had other plans for the podcast episode itself. But for the past few hours, I've been a bit obsessed with this topic. And since I'm like head deep in it right now, I really just want to come and share my thoughts while they are hot. And it's all about AI and specifically AI avatars, what they call AI twins, and AI generated voiceovers, or I would say just the combination and maybe variations of it all when it comes to creating online courses and in general generating content online. I have a lot to say and I know that this will not be the last episode. I don't even think it's the first episode where I talk about this. I have talked about using AI in your creation journey, but right now I want to specifically talk about, as I mentioned, like the video and audio side of it. And I have to say that I am coming to this from the perspective of AI skeptic, okay? I started out as one of those people who, yes, I was excited about the opportunities that AI is providing. ChatGPT, like I'm using it daily, it's a great source for many different things and it really can be, it can be very, very helpful. I'm definitely against just AI generated things without the meaning or purpose, but right now I am slowly but surely finding path to actually creating meaningful content and using AI in a meaningful way when it comes to creating products, when it comes to creating courses and showing up online as well. Before we dive into it all and I share my hot mess thoughts with you, I have to remind you that this is the last week when you can join the Kickstart Your Course Challenge for only $33. The price is going up next week, and if you're listening to this and you know that you're ready to finally make your course happen, this challenge will guide you through it all. Step by step, you will learn exactly how to plan, create, and launch your product. Plus, along with 2 weeks of step-by-step guidance, which by the way, you will have access to all the content after the challenge is done as well. So you're getting 2 weeks, 10 days of step-by-step guidance with the worksheets, with the video content, with additional AI prompts to use as well. Plus, you're getting group support. So you can ask your questions, you can share your experiences, and really finally move forward with your course idea. So if you know this one is for you, make sure to check out the link. I will leave it in description and save your spot before the price goes up. We're gonna get started September 15th. But now let's chat about AI and specifically using video and audio generators when it comes to content creation. So one of the first things that I really want to mention that when I'm talking about using AI, in whatever shape and form, I always mean putting in your own experience and your own knowledge in this machine, in this artificial intelligence tool, right? And then like letting your knowledge, your experience, and ultimately your decisions guide the AI. I do not, and I really want to emphasize this, I don't mean just generating content that you really have no clue about. Generating courses or products or offers or talking about things that ultimately you don't have any experience in. This is not what I'm talking about, okay? I'm talking about using AI as a tool to improve the way how you create, to speed up the process, to simplify the process, and really just to help you to create potentially more or create more consistently and really show up more as well. So when it comes to AI avatars, so this is either it's all the rage or I'm just in that on that part of the internet right now, right? I really feel like I'm just in that bubble because first of all, one of my clients is all about AI and I really see, and I'm managing her membership, her community space, and I see a lot of everything, different tools, different variations on how these tools are being used, what is good, what is not good. Like I'm literally receiving like all the latest information all about that. She has herself created an AI tool as well, so I'm really in the deep end of it all. But besides that, I think there was just this one time, one day, when I clicked an ad that was about creating AI avatars. And of course, right now, all that I see in the online space is ads about AI avatars. Now, specifically about the avatars. So what is an AI avatar? It literally means that you are duplicating yourself, you're creating like your own persona in the AI tool, and from there on it will take your face, it will take your, usually your movement, some specific facial expressions and so on, and it will take all of that as a base for generating more of that. So you can automatically create videos based on that character, which is you, or ultimately it doesn't have to be you, right? This character can also be based on anything else or just created from nothing. So you are creating content, you can easily generate video content based on this character. Now, my very first thought when I first learned about this was, hell no, I am staying as far away from this as possible. I'm all about authentic content, I'm all about organic connections, and actually my goal is really to be more authentic, not less, right? However, I have to say that I have explored like over time that using these characters, like actually generating content based on AI avatars, it doesn't really mean that you're not being authentic. Yes, you're not showing up yourself in the camera, but ultimately, if you are creating that content, like if you are feeding the knowledge in this avatar, if you're telling the avatar what to say, at the end of the day, it's just another way to show up. Just like we have like faceless videos where you just do like a voiceover, or faceless videos with the captions, or maybe you have filmed yourself but you're not showing your face. There are so many different ways how you can be showing up, right? And AI avatar ultimately is just another way to do that. And while I had that inner feeling of like, this doesn't sit right at the beginning, now I'm really seeing not only a lot of creators, but also just in general, a lot of business owners using these AI avatars. And while I still don't love the concept of like AI influencers, because that's like a whole other discussion, I like the idea of using AI avatars to create more content. Or for example, specifically if you're talking about creating courses, right? For many, there is this feeling of like, I can't do videos, or I don't want to do video content. I don't want to be showing up in videos. Now, AI avatars, you can literally create an AI avatar that looks like you and that will present your material. And by the way, it may sound very complex, but it's very simple, really. And there are so many tools how you can get it done. And you don't need to have like tech experience or anything. And you don't need to invest a lot either. So I just want to put it out there in case you're like listening to this and thinking like, yeah, this is just out of my ballpark. But no, actually really anyone can do it. But I will circle back to that in a bit. So when it comes to generating content, when it comes to creating courses, what you can do is create this avatar and you can record the voice, you can do the voiceover, but ultimately the avatar is going to be the one speaking, is going to be the one showing up on camera. And I feel like this is an amazing way how to actually present your content. So one option is to use this avatar with your voiceover, but you can also additionally use voice generation. So you can generate voice. First of all, you can generate voice that is similar to yours, Or you can also just generate any random voice that will be presenting the content, which also circles back to the fact that you can present the content without that AI avatar and just record a voice and have that voiceover generated. You don't even need to record the voice, right? You will have it generated based on the text. So you provided all of the text and it will automatically generate a voice. Now, this whole ordeal is a bit of a slippery slope. I personally love to connect with my audience, right? When I'm creating content, especially when it comes to courses, my membership content, and so on, and I'm creating content, I want to be behind it. I want to be showing up because I do like that authentic part. I'm not the kind who will like really prepare. I'm not recording with high-end tools. I'm not like doing camera recordings or anything. I will literally just record with my laptop. However, showing up, being myself, and like being there with my voice, for me, it's important when it comes to paid content. But that is really just my own preference. At the end of the day, in the way how content is currently being created, there will be more and more content based on AI. And this doesn't mean that it's going to be, well, there's also a lot of like fake content that is just generated by AI. But again, we're not talking about that. We're talking about you providing your experience, your knowledge, your perspective, everything that you want to be teaching and talking about, and then feeding that into AI so the AI then can present it for you. Ultimately, this is what it's all about. Additionally, as I also keep talking about generating more content, when it comes to AI, you can definitely use these avatars and voiceovers to actually create more social media content. And this is one of those things that either you love it or you hate it, probably. And honestly, I'm on my way to loving it from being a hater. I really didn't love the concept of it. But now the more I see it in real life, the more I see how people actually use it, the more I believe that this can just be very helpful. Ultimately, this can be very helpful because, again, you can create this avatar. First of all, there are tools that can help you to generate images and videos where you don't have to do photo shoots. You don't have to record videos yourself. You will just generate it based on your own pictures. So instead of doing the B-rolls, instead of doing, again, like the photo shoots or something, you know, often it requires high investment. Instead of doing that, you can actually generate this with AI. Now, again, I have to say that there's a very fine line between what will feel good and what will feel okay and what will feel like there's just too much AI everywhere, right? But if you are considering using AI as a tool and potentially like seeing how it can help you scale your business, how it can help you to simplify your life, these are just some of the ways how you can definitely do that, and people are doing it successfully. So one of the simplest ways to get started, there are many different tools, there are many different platforms, there's really just a lot of everything. But one of the simplest ways to get started is to check out OpenAI. OpenAI basically is a platform where you can have access to different AI tools on one platform. And basically what you can do when it comes to generating images, you will upload an image as a base and then you describe what it is that you want it to be. Now, trigger warning, okay? Often the first trial and error of this will probably be horrible. Yes, AI is improving how it's generating images, the faces, the hands and whatnot. It's coming off better than it was before. But especially if you want an image that looks like you, you will have to be very specific about the prompt that you want for it to use the exact face. And even then, there will be some, like there are many tips and tricks that you can explore to get to the point where it actually generates good images, right? It is a bit of a trial and error just because you right now go there and try it out. There's like a free version you can try. It will not automatically generate the best version. And ChatGPT also has image generator, but ultimately OpenAI will provide you like more variations and more opportunities to really generate what you want to generate. Well, the image generation is one thing, but the other thing is a video creation, right? And here I want to like give you a quick insight. By the way, you can also do that on OpenAI. There is image to video generator. And here the usual workflow is the following. You first generate two images. So you use your own base pictures. And by the way, you can also just use the base pictures without generating images, right? But ultimately what most people do, they generate images first. So it will be a starting point and it will be the end point of the video that you will generate. And then you put the start and end point in this video editor, like in this video generator, and you will have a video that fills in the gaps from the start to the end. You will again have to write the prompt. So if there's like something specific, I was just now literally playing around with all of this. I had knowledge of it, but I didn't really test it out myself. And I was having a lot of fun. Like most of what I created is far from ideal, but it was really, really fun. And that's why I decided to record this episode, because I can see how this can be used. Even if you don't want to be, for example, generating like AI content all the time per se, you can create videos that you can use in the background, right? And if you feel like there's like a gap in your content, then AI might actually fill it. So if you are on that more skeptical side, and maybe you have listened to this as a skeptic as well, honestly, I would just try things out. Now, the thing is, like, if you don't see a purpose, if you don't see the point in this and you just want to do things yourself, obviously you can just keep on doing that, right? But if you do want to explore what role AI could take in your world, besides maybe the you know, ChatGPT answers, then OpenAI might be a great first step. And yes, there are so many other platforms and so many other tools, but OpenAI will just give you like an insight in what could be done. More and more people are using it. There's, especially on social media, there are so many accounts that are generating tons of income based on AI generated content. And see, for example, when I used to hear words AI generated content, I was thinking about like those silly, you know, the silly videos that make no sense whatsoever. And I cannot stand that type of content. But here again, we're talking about you bringing your experience out there through tools that AI are providing you. So I hope you'll explore it and see whether or not it might be a good fit for you. If you have had any experiences with generating this content, or have any comments to share, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. That will be it for me for this time. I'm sure we will return to this topic sooner or later, and I will share some more as well. For now, I hope to see you in the next episode.